What up, what up? Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good night, wherever you at in this world. Welcome to episode 2 of The Lovable Asshole Experience. I am your host, The Lovable Asshole himself, Slap Rock the King. And today, I want to talk about a word that I think some of us use real loosely. And I am a victim of using this word really, really loosely. I want to talk about friends. Do we have those real, honest, true, 100% friends? Do they exist? Do we acknowledge those true and real friends? Do we accept, you know, situations that happen into our friend's life, whether it be happy, sad, new relationship, new friendship? Like, how do we handle all those things? I don't know how I feel about that. I know one of my downfalls, though. And I think I honestly put friendships, well, not now, but I have in the past, I put friendships over actual relationships. And they might, you know, run parallel to each other. But I felt like at one point in my life, I think I honored the friendship and valued the friendship more than I did the actual relationship. But I mean, relationship like me being involved with someone. I felt more... I don't know why I felt more hurt when I lost a friend. Not saying I didn't feel hurt when I lost a person who I was dealing with, if I was in a relationship. I mean, because maybe it was probably my fault. And it's different. Like, it's different when it's not your fault. Like, if you're in a relationship with somebody and you the one that got cheated on, then you would feel shitty, you feel bad. And if you was the one who did the cheating, I mean, of course you feel bad, but, you know, first you feel bad you got caught. Second, you feel bad because you know you made a dumb decision, and you probably made this decision more than once. So, I mean, you do feel bad, but it's a different feeling when it's on you. So when somebody stops being your friend, now, when somebody stops being your friend randomly, I think that's what hurt some people the most, because it was random. You didn't know where this came from, and some people at the end of the day wasn't really your fucking friend. You have imposters out here, and you have people who are just riding your coattail, you know, just to get a advantage for their life or whatever they're trying to do. But I really don't know if people actually value having a true friend. Like, you can have a friend who, you know what? Being a friend is really, really hard, because it is a relationship, right? It is a relationship, but it's not like, you know, the relationship with you being intimate with someone else. But say you got a friend who has a boyfriend, right? And you keep telling this individual that you know this nigga ain't shit. He done got caught cheating, and the friend keep going back to him. That puts you in a sticky situation because your rider, they don't want to stick around for that shit. They don't want to be around that. They don't want to be around the individual that they know who is doing their girlfriend dirty. And then that becomes a problem for the girlfriend, the girlfriend's friend, and the boyfriend. Because now she don't even want to be around her girlfriend because her girlfriend got her boyfriend around. And we know this nigga ain't shit. And it's tough because, like, in the beginning, you deal with it. In the beginning, you deal with it. That's what most friends do. Y'all gonna hang around, you know what I'm saying? You know, I don't fuck with this nigga. But your girlfriend keep telling you shit. And that's the thing. Like, don't tell me nothing. Like, it's not that I'm judging you, but don't fucking tell me nothing. And then think I'm supposed to be happy that you told me this bullshit. Girl, he done fucked another one of my coworkers. Huh? That just rolled off your tongue too easy. And you didn't whoop his ass? You didn't kick him out? Girl, you know it's... No. No. So, it's hard being a true friend because those are some of the things that you have to deal with. And there might come a time where you be like, listen, I love you to death, but, you know, I can't just stick around and knowingly be around an individual who we all know is doing you dirty. I just feel like I'm riding with the enemy. And then you might have to not cut your friend off. Nah. Because a real friend ain't going to cut you off over her, over the nigga she fucking with. But she will fall back from you. Don't nobody want to be around that negative energy. Don't nobody want to be around that. Come on. So it's hard to deal with some of those things. And, you know, the cliche line of, you know, the truth hurts. Some people don't want to hear the truth, let alone handle the truth. Especially about somebody that they're dealing with. It's hard to handle that. Like, it's okay. You're human. And we make bad decisions, but we can't continue to make the bad decisions, and we can't continue to accept the bad decisions. Because if you do, there's really no need on complaining about anything if the dude fuck up again. Just shut up and just take it. You've been taking it. So just take it. And the same goes for the men. Same going for me, but it's different with men. A little bit. It's a little bit different. Because when you tell a guy about his girl, they just instantly think that you hating or you want her or something like that. And that ain't the case. I was in a situation like that when I was trying to tell my associate of mine about his girl, and I was just like, yo, you moving too fast, bro. Slow down. You know what I mean? Just slow down. I wasn't saying she was ugly. I wasn't telling him, don't fuck with her. But I was just telling him to slow down. Like, within a month or two, she was telling me that she loved his kid. And I'm like, how? You met his daughter already? How is that possible? Pump your brakes. And it didn't work out like that. You know, it wasn't a fallout at all. It was just that the nigga fell back, and I get it. You know, you made your decision, and your decision was, look, this is my girl, this is who I'm riding with. I wasn't feeling the thing that you was moving too fast, but I'm supposed to say that though. I'm supposed to say that, like, as a true friend, I'm supposed to say, slow down, or, you know, go a little harder, or do X, Y, and Z. I'm supposed to say that. I thought I was. That's what I mean. It's hard to be in a, it's hard to be friends. Like, some friends don't want to accept the motherfucking truth. That's just plain and simple. Some of them don't want to accept it. And you have to, you know, bear with that bullshit. Because, you know, I'm not leaving my homie or I'm not leaving my friend behind. Even though they doing some sucker shit. You know, you can fall back. But me falling back is not me falling back saying that you can't call me when you need me. Or, you know what I'm saying, if you need some help. Even if, even, I don't know about the advice part, because you can't call me for no advice. You can't call me for no advice, fuck that. I've been trying to give you advice, so you need to talk to somebody else, because apparently you ain't listening to shit that I'm saying, if you still allowing and putting up with the dumb shit. So, you probably need to call somebody else. The definition of a true friend is someone who has your back no matter what. A true friend will always have your best interest at heart. They will never purposely lead you into choices or decisions that aren't good for you. They will never purposely lead you into choices or decisions that aren't good for you. That's kind of deep. That's deep right there. Because your true rider is like, they're never going to put you in harm's way. Never. It's never going to happen. It's never going to happen. What? You think I would do something like that? Like, but you do have those folks who use the word friend very loosely and call Tom, Dick, and Harry a friend. I was one of them people. Oh, yeah, that's my homie. Yeah, that's my man. That's my friend. That's my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Whereas, though, I just knew of maybe the individual. We hung out at the same place. We got the same mutual friends and stuff like that. But is you really going to ride if niggas roll on me or is niggas stepping to me and I'm by myself and it's four of y'all? Now, I shook all four of y'all hands. Yo, what's up, Slap? Yo, what's up, babe? You good? Yeah, chill. You want something to drink? You good? All right, I'll holler at y'all. And y'all see niggas step to me. Y'all riding? What y'all doing? Grabbing your phones to record? You know what I'm saying? So, I had to learn. And I didn't... I learned that everybody wasn't my friend by people who I have known for a minute who were actually my friend at the time. But a lot of things got in the way, like, you know, relationships, them in a new relationship, and I'm doing good, they not doing good, and just, you know, not even, I wouldn't say being jealous, but just didn't have the same ambition or motivation. So now you're looking at me like I'm thinking I'm better than you, whereas though, nah, nigga, I don't think I'm better than nobody. But I know I get up at 4 in the morning every fucking day. I don't want to do that shit. Is you crazy? 4 in the morning, it still look like it's 12 a.m. at 4 in the morning. And you think I want to do that shit? No, you got to hustle just like the next man. But I've been betrayed by people who I actually thought was my friend, who I actually thought, you know, I would take the criticism from them. I think one of the biggest things is like when they get into a new relationship, like when your friend gets into a new relationship. Like, even with my homie, like, when he got into his new relationship, well, even with my associate, when he got into a new relationship, you know, us fellas had our one night out. And, you know, we expect certain things to change because, yeah, the newness in the new relationship, y'all up under each other's asses, kissing, sex all the time. And, you know what I'm saying? I get it. I've been there. I understand. You know what I mean? It might be some times where you don't see your niggas because you just up the chick ass. But don't feel like your homie is hating when he say, damn, bro, you ain't fucking with us today. Or this, you know, this our day. No, I'm with shorty, man. You know, don't do me like that. You have to understand, like, we're human. We have a relationship. And our relationship is a certain place, at a certain day, at a certain time. It's been like that for a while. And when you change it, it's okay. I'm going to voice my opinion, though. I should be able to voice my opinion about it. Not telling you that you're wrong, but I'm just voicing my opinion about it. Now, with females and a guy, like if a female got to a new relationship and she had a male friend, I think the only way that she falls all the way back if y'all had a sexual past. If y'all had like a sexual relationship, or even if y'all fuck twice. You know, I can get her falling back, not hanging out with you because now she's in a new relationship. But if y'all weren't in a sexual relationship and the friend just completely don't fuck with you, I seen this shit happen. And then I seen the relationship don't work. So I don't know who made who not talk to who. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if the girl said, you know, I ain't talking to this nigga. I found the love of my life. Or the love of her life was an insecure, sensitive man. And he's like, nah, you can't be friends with him. I'm never going to do that. I'm never going to tell somebody who they could be friends with. I'm never doing that. At the end of the day, it will come down to a respect thing and a trust thing. If I respect you enough, right? If I respect you enough, I trust you that you're not going to make any bad decisions. And if it's somebody that you didn't have sex with, shit, he might could be my homie too. Like, I'm okay with making new friends or, you know, filling people out and then, you know, eventually see where they really at to actually call a motherfucker a friend. Like, what is your criteria of a friend? Like, what's the criteria for somebody to be your friend? Besides being there for you. Like, being there for you, I mean, that eliminates everything because if I get a flat tire, I gotta call you. That means you're gonna be there for me. If I'm in Walmart and I'm $21 short, I need to call my friend. Can you cash at me this? So that means you're gonna be there for me. If I needed some spiritual guidance, and if I call you, you're gonna be there for me. So all that falls under that. So those are some of the criterias. Be a good listener. Sometimes people just want to talk and don't want you to respond. They just want to get shit off their chest. I think I'm an okay listener. Just don't call me crying because I'm not. I don't know how to handle people crying, especially women. I don't know how to handle that. I'm not big on that. I don't want to be emotional too. Like we both can't. Oh shit. We both can't be on the phone crying. I'm trying to help you out and I'm fucking wind up crying, telling you about something that happened to me in fucking 98. You know, made me have a flashback. So, no, don't call me fucking crying. Don't do that. But at the end of the day, I really think that we need to reevaluate ourselves. Ask ourselves, what is it that we really can handle? What is it that we really can't handle? Because some of us do mess up good friendships because of the things that we can't handle. That's just bottom line. Like, some people can't handle the honest truth. Some people can't handle that really, really tough-ass criticism. Some of us can't handle that. I don't want to be around no yes men. A friend of mine's always said, I ain't no yes man. I ain't going to be a yes man. And I don't want no yes man. I want you to say slap. That shit don't look right. Slap. You ain't put no deodorant on or something. Your breath stinks, something like, you know what I mean? I need that individual. Because I feel like you more of a friend by telling me and then let me go out and look foolish. I smell, my shirt ain't ironed all the way. You let me go out like that? Like, I see a bunch of girls that be going out fucked up. And I'm like, where is her friends at? Like, did she get dressed alone? Nobody saw her? Niggas the same way. Like, dog, you know that plaid shit don't fucking go together with them fucking stripe, with that striped shirt. I don't give a fuck if you got Balenciagas on or not. That shit is not cool. So you got those people that's gonna sugarcoat shit just to, you know, please your ego, to stroke your ego. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that because I just feel like we represent each other. At the end of the day, we represent each other. And if you come out looking foolish, then it's going to be like the reputation of like, well, Slap homie always dressing dumb. Slap probably got on something stupid too. And I probably don't even got nothing on stupid. But you look that fucking dumb where they going to look at my fly lay and then call my lay stupid because of your shit. That's just how shit works. I seen it happen. That's how shit works. My best friend is my brother. My best friend is my brother. I mean, if your best friend, if you got like 2-3 best friends, and if one of your best friends is not one of your fucking relatives, you know, I don't know. I can't say that because maybe y'all didn't grow up together or y'all not that close. So I can't even say that. But I've been with my brother 37 years of my life. Like, he know me, I know him. We sometimes even finish each other's sentences. You know what I'm saying? That's how much we know each other. And it feels good to have a best friend like that, though. Outside of blood, I got real close friends, though. I got real close friends. Some of the people who I thought were super cool with me, they wasn't. And I took offense to that at that certain time. But as I got older, I just understood that everybody is not meant to be in your life, period. You know, I just look at it like I learn from everybody who's not in my life no more. I learn from everybody, whether it was we were just friends, we had a sexual relationship, a situationship. I try to take something from that moment or that seasonal friendship, and I try to learn from it. And what I mean learn from it, like, you know, learn some of their behaviors, and has other people had those type of behaviors? How did I react to that behavior with that person? Was I naive to certain things that was right in front of my face? You know, everybody's just not meant to ride with you. Everybody ain't meant to be with you for the long haul. It's like traveling to a different fucking state from here to California. That's like a 2-day drive, maybe. You're going to stop at different rest stops. You're going to see different cars. And you might be on the highway with a car that been going with you the same fucking way for 200 miles. Eventually, they taking the exit. eventually they pull them over and they go on somewhere else. I was only with you for a certain period of time. And once their time is up, we have to accept that. Because if that person was meant to stay and be in your life, regardless if it was a relationship, an intimate relationship, boyfriend, girlfriend, fiance, husband, wife, or just real close friends, somebody I grew up with, they will be in your life. They will be in your life. Some people exit your life because the shit that they doing right now will hinder you. And they might make their way back into your life. And if they do, I guarantee you it's because they better themselves. I guarantee you that. It's because they did something that changed. And it was beneficial to that person, and it can be beneficial to you. It just can't be beneficial for one individual, and if it's two people in the situation. No more one-way streets. No more one-sided friendships. No more of that. We done with that. 2020 has already been a fucked up year, and this is probably the worst year that I've ever seen in my fucking life. So we done with all the bullshit, especially when it comes down to, like, right now, this is the time you need your real friends. People are losing parents and grandparents from this fucking COVID. You need your friend to be there. You need that real rider. Yeah, some people are seasonal friends. That's okay. That's okay. Deal with that shit. You're going to have other people that come along, and they might not stay. And that's fine too. But you need to learn from every situation you put yourself into. Just so you won't make the same mistake. You know, it's fucked up. It's a fucked up feeling being vulnerable to the wrong person. What? Can you imagine? Not pillow talking, though. Can you imagine telling somebody, like, some of your deepest, darkest secrets? And they use that against you, or they, you know what I mean? They play that against you and, you know, shower you with good words and shit. And then they get what they want out of you, whether it was money, sex, a hookup at a job, and they fucking disappear. They leave without warning, or they leave just so blatant, like, fuck you. This ain't working out for me. Oh, it's not working out for you now. Not after I hooked you up at that job, or I put you D with my homegirl brother. Oh, no. Being vulnerable to the wrong individual is life-changing. And I don't mean in a good way. Oh, you're going to have to see a therapist after that shit. You're going to have to. You're going to have to. It's only right. Because you fuck around and go crazy. You're going to snap on the wrong person. Sit down and get that shit off your chest. And learn. Just remember where. Try to pinpoint your mistakes. Try to pinpoint the red flags that they was giving you that you didn't even pay attention to. Some people give us red flags. We overlook that shit like a motherfucker. We overlook that shit like, what? I do remember this nigga doing this in 2018, but I didn't pay attention. That was 2020. Now you're 2 years in. 2 years in. Now he expects you to continue to keep up with the bullshit because you've been doing it for 2 years. Why the fuck are you changing now? Why are you changing now? You ain't said this shit when we first started talking. Pinpoint those red flags. Are you able to deal with that shit? As a friend? We got annoying friends. All of us do. We got the cheap friend. All of us do. You just got to know how, you know, to deal with that friend, settle in with that friend, how close you keep that motherfucker. The cheap motherfucker, I know he ain't going away with me on vacation. No. No. The annoying friend ain't going away with me on vacation. Are you fucking kidding me? Nah. Some people, just because they want to have a bunch of people around and allegedly have fun, you can't have fun with somebody that's annoying. You can only deal with that person in a certain scene, a certain area that you know that they're not going to annoy you that much. They're going to annoy you, but not that much. Can you imagine going away 6 fucking days, 7 days with somebody annoying? Are you kidding me? I'm flying back home. Get the fuck out of here. I'm learning how to accept I'm learning how to accept certain people's flaws and not taking it and being offended by it. I just noticed that's just life. And that those are the things that's going to happen. There are going to be people with you in January. And then those same people come July, August, might not even be in your life again. And not because they passed away or anything like that. It's just sometimes you start somewhere and then y'all both go in different directions. Some of those things I was offended by, I just didn't understand why. Now I have an understanding why. Like, okay, I used to think everybody that I met, I would know them forever. And clearly, that ain't the case. So when reality slaps you in the face, you know, you gotta be like, whew, bitch, that was a good slap. But you don't want another one, though. You don't want another one. So take the dose of reality. Understand what's what. Let's not be offended by a lot of things. We are human, so we are going to feel a certain type of way. But understand, everybody's not meant for you. They're not meant to take that ride with you. What's for you going to be for you. Understand that you can have associates. You can have people that you know of. And then you can have that actual individual or individuals that you call friend. And mean it. And they mean it. So if you do have a real friend out there, and if you're listening to this, I want you to cash app your real friend. Just cash app them $5. This is some toll money. Something like that. No, it's your real friend probably like, what the fuck I'm going to do with this? I know I would say that. So yeah, don't cash at me no fucking $5. $25, yeah. $25, that's what you do. All right, I'm going to get out of here. Make sure you also listen to the Uncensored Podcast. We are back in the studio this week, so we back to our regular day on Saturday. We pre-record on Saturday, and we up on Wednesday. So make sure y'all listen to us every Wednesday. You can follow us on Instagram. You can follow us on Facebook, YouTube. Like, share, subscribe to our page. Shout out to our wine sponsor, Love Jones. You can go to www.adornedbyher.com to get all the wine that you want, all the baskets you need, whatever. Lori makes whatever you need. I seen Lori make a damn mousse out of ice and grass. I don't know how she did it, but she is amazing. So this is the Lovable Asshole Experience. I am your host, the Lovable Asshole himself, Slap Rock the King, and I will see you guys when I see you. I'm out.